Nothing significant on the injury front to report. Marlon Moore got dinged a little bit in the ribs. He'll be evaluated, but we don't think it's anything serious. Other than that, overall, I think it's a start that we'll be pleased with when we watch the tape. I'll reserve final judgment till then, but I thought we did some good things. Some sloppiness late in the game. I don't think we had, but I was pleased that we didn't have our first penalty. I think was early in the fourth quarter. Ended up with three for the game. And then also it was just a credit to some of the guys that got extended because of the injuries we have. So it was tough having 18 guys not dressing. I thought we had some guys that took probably more snaps than they should have, and they battled through it. But it was some good coaching moments to come out of it. Hopefully we can gain some momentum from this moving forward.
What were your early impressions of Josh McCown and his performance?
He took what he's done in the meeting room on the practice field and he took it to the game field. I mean, he was poised, focused. He was into it. And even after that series, I mean, the whole rest of the game, he had the earpiece in, he knew the call, taking the mental reps on the sideline. I mean, he just showed tonight that he's the ultimate professional.
Mike, Gilbert played a lot tonight. Was that the plan coming in?
Yeah, especially with us holding Joe and not wanting to give Tremont a ton of work and then not having, with Pierre being down, we knew Justin was, and we knew that corner group was going to get taxed some from a rep standpoint.
Mike, how would you assess his night? I mean, obviously it looked like he thought maybe he had help or something.
I'll have to wait and hear from those guys what the communication was. We have there's some options on the menu pre-snap between him and the safety. I'm just not sure what the communication. Clearly, we weren't on the same page. We turned a guy loose, so we'll get to the bottom of that.
Did y'all have played and had been a regular game?
I believe so.
Mike, what'd you think of Johnny?
Obviously, did some good things. I mean, I thought it was a good carryover from the scrimmage for him. That there was one play where our headsets were down. I think it was a third down early in a drive. Might have been a first third down of a drive. And Flip's communicator cut out. So he very calmly, called a play that he knew that we had in for third down and, threw a ball for a first down. So that was, credit to him that, just had the wherewithal to understand that, hey, play clock's running. I'm not getting it. I got to call something here. And he went out and executed it. So, for the most part, you're just looking at it, did some good things. The scramble for a touchdown was a nice run. But, again, there'll be some good coaching moments for him as well as all our guys on the tape.
The numbers weren't good on run defense. I think it was like 4.9 yards in that first quarter, 5.5 in the first half. Was that kind of deceptive? Or?
Yeah, I got to see the tape. I mean, just knowing who we had out there, who we didn't have out there, what the runs were, whether they were, a series of short runs and then one longer one. I don't know how that played out, but that, to me, that's something that'll pop up on tape review.
Mike, what about defensively? David Cooper had a sack. Some of the young guys. I know you've seen the tape. What do you think defensively?
Yeah, saw some guys flying around making plays. I thought Campbell, came up and saw a couple nice hits. I mean, our guys were. If they didn't know what to do, at least they were doing it full speed. So that was good to see. But some of those young guys, we did as best we could to replicate that in the scrimmage, but that's still not a real game. You're going against yourself. But to go out against another opponent for the first time, I mean, that's you never know how guys are going to react. So I was pleased to see that some of those young guys stepped up and made plays.
Mike, are you concerned at all Crowell and West haven't gotten it going a little bit more?
No. Not more. We have a plan. It's a long preseason. I mean, those guys. Obviously, Terrence coming off the injury, and Crow having, probably a little too heavy a load in practice. I'm not going to hit the panic button after the first preseason game about our run game. We'll be fine.
Hey, Mike, Ray Rice's name has come up in a couple of reports over the last couple of days. How serious is that?
No, I think it's just premature to talk about that. We're comfortable with where our room is. We just want to get those guys back and see what we have. I know that a lot of people have connected the dots, given his circumstances and ours, but it's too early to talk about it.
like not just on the touchdown, but it looked like Johnny was forced out of the pocket several times. Is it? Did you think it was more a function of lack of protection than him looking to get outside?
Yeah, that's one of the first things I can hear the guys on the headset talking about it, whether it's Kevin or Flip. When a quarterback gets out of the pocket, was that warranted? Did he need to get out? Now, like even on the touchdown that Josh threw, you know, he had a guy that came underneath and was kind of at his feet and was forced out. But that's what you don't want when a guy gets out of the pocket. He starts to run when he doesn't have to. And that's a big thing that we stress to our guys. But, you know, just from the few that I saw where Johnny had to move, I thought he did a good job. And the main reason was because his eyes were downfield.